Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting 5th. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting 6th. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dizzy Dean. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dizzy Dean. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Rizzo. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Archie Vaughn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Pep Young. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Cy Blanton. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Cy Blanton. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner, who is chasing the ball. Heck reaches third base with a triple. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heck scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hermann moves to third. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Suhr fields it, tags the runner, and races towards first, beating Gallen, for the double play. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rizzo. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Hermann scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bill Swift now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dizzy Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean strikes out. One out. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Heck hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Wehner chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Young. Young fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Young. Hack moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a pop-up towards the mound. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Rizzo reaches third base with a triple. Soor goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Cubs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wainer. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartnett strikes out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gallen scores. It's 5-1. Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Demery moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dizzy Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. Dean hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Wainer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-2 in the game, with two triples. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wainer. Herman reaches second base with a double. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a pop-up towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herman scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Wainer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Soar hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rizzo hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Bowman now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn misplays the ball. That's an error on Vaughn. Dizzy Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 2 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 3 in the game, with two triples. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 1 in the game. Todd hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herman. The throw from Todd and he is safe. Herman steals second. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins strikes out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a pop-up towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-2 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Handley moves to third. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wehner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soar hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Demery hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Demery reaches second base with a double. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Dizzy Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-3 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 triples. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rizzo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Rizzo reaches second base with a double. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-2 in the game. Todd hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rizzo scores. It's 7-2, Cubs. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young strikes out. Two outs. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Todd moves to second. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Todd scores. Bowman moves to second. It's 7-3, Cubs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wehner hits a line drive to center field. Reynolds throws towards third. Hack fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hack. Bowman scores. Handley goes all the way around to score. Wehner moves to second. It's 7-5, Cubs. Vance Page now pitching. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gallen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Soor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Rizzo is called out on strikes. 1 out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Soor moves to second. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Soor moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett bunts for an out with unknown description. Reynolds moves to second. 1 out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 4 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Demery moves to second. It's 8-5, Cubs. Vance Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page bunts towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Page for the out. Demery moves to third. Georges moves to second. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-5 in the game, with two triples. Hack takes first base on ball four. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Demery scores. Georges scores. Hack moves to second. It's 10-5, Cubs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Collins takes first base on ball four. Hack moves to third. Herman moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gallen takes first base on ball four. Hack scores. Herman moves to third. Collins moves to second. It's 11-5, Cubs. Ed Brandt now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brubaker pinch hits for Ed Brandt. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Handley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 5. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.